what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself.
All right. Happy Friday. Thanks for tuning in to Express Yourself. Airing each and every Friday afternoon here at KDNK from 4 to 5 p.m. KDNK is your community access radio located in the heart of the Carbondale Creative District. I'm one of your hosts today, Brian Colley, joined by
Amy Kimberly. And here on Express Yourself, we feature all things culture and creativity in and around the Roaring Fork Valley, from visual artists and makers to performing artists and musicians, and so much more. Here's what's coming up on today's show.
In a little bit, we'll have a handful of local artists in the studio.
We're holding them.
A handful, yeah. We can hold them in our hands. Dave Durrance, Elise Hilbrand, Brady Selvage, and Melly Test. They'll be here to talk about the artwork they've entered into the 47th Annual Valley Visual Art Show, opening next Friday at Carbondale Arts.
Yeah, 47 years. That is crazy. And towards the end of today's show, stay tuned for a conversation about the upcoming Ben Fong production of Passage with director Min Se Woo and dancer Jennifer Campbell, coming to the Thompson Barn in Carbondale next week.
But first, we have a couple special guests here in the studio. Both are art teachers, professors, instructors at Colorado Mountain College, here to tell us all about the student art show and more. The student art show opens tonight here in Carbondale. That's all coming up here on today's Express Yourself. So
don't touch that dial.
Let's get it kicked off here on Express Yourself with the Colorado Mountain College duo team who have just met each other here in the studio for the first time. Connie Hendricks and Stephanie Woods, how are you?
Fantastic.
Thanks. Doing fine.
Awesome. Why don't you introduce yourself? Like, how long have you been teaching at CMC? How did you get involved up there? Which campuses do you work at? That kind of good stuff. Who wants to go first?
Connie, go ahead.
Okay. Well, this will be my fifth year at Colorado Mountain College. They asked me to come down, and I really, really love it.
Awesome.
And I'm teaching three different classes, mm-hmm. and I'm teaching in the community education department.
Okay. And how about you, Stephanie?
Hi, I'm Stephanie. I taught at Aspen High School. I taught art at Aspen High School for 20 years.
I did not know that.
And then I became the concurrent enrollment instructor for graphic design. And I started full-time over at CMC in 2023. I'm the Assistant Dean of Instruction for the Isaacson School, which is Communication, Arts, and Media. So I program all of the arts, all of the credited arts programming in the Valley from Aspen, Carbondale, Spring Valley.
Wow. And I met you because we had a drawing club up at the Spring Valley campus Fab Lab.
Yeah, it's amazing. Prototype Lab.
Yeah. Yes. It was super fab. Got all the machines and things you could ever dream about with 3D printing, CNC router things. I don't even know what they are.
And we're going to do a community course up at the Prototype Lab at Spring Valley. And so that starts sometime in the middle of February. I think it's like February 20th, that week, February 20th. And it's with the fabulous Lindsay Jones, who is Lindsay Anna Jones, who is a Carbondale like celebrity.
She is.
She's pretty great. So yeah, if you're interested in that community class that starts, you can look. It's actually listed on the Glen website, but it runs Spring Valley in that lab.
So, okay.
Yep. So it's gonna be Thursday nights.
Thursday nights. Okay. Perfect. Can you talk about any of the courses you've been part of lately? Connie, I know you listed off a few on the email that we went back and forth on. I know you've got a water media class, a sculpture-based class, and then a business and the arts class.
Yes. And what's so exciting is there's seven of us art teachers for the community education in the springtime. Mm-hmm. And I'll be teaching Explorations in Water Media 1 and Explorations in Water Media 2 and then a sculpture class. And sometimes we rotate my classes. Mm-hmm. And so every once in a while I teach the business of art, which is also very important, depending on the direction the artist is interested in.
For sure. Yeah. How do you approach the business of art? I mean, there's so many creative people in this valley looking for help promoting their work, how to get into galleries, how to make it as an artist. How do you start, like, teaching a class like that?
Well, first of all, I really need to know what the goals are of each artist and where they are in their art world. And they need to know where they can do the business if they just want to do it for joy and for their family and so forth, or how serious do they want to be. Mm-hmm. So we really basically do their business plan, which includes financial, PR, all that kind of thing. They need to know about all the different art events and everything that's available to them so they can pick and choose based on where they are in their art journey.
Wow. I love that. I mean, that makes so much sense, one-on-one kind of, you know, curating this class for the artist, I guess.
Well, what's so nice is they're not stumbling trying to find where they're going. They kind of can make a path and start learning about them before they commit.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. Wow, way to go, CMC, for teaching something like that.
It eliminates a little mystery.
There's a lot of mystery. It's an abstract concept sometimes working in the arts. Talk about the sculpture class. What's that like?
Well, the sculpture class.
I know you're a sculptor as well.
Yes, I am. I can't decide. I love too many mediums, but I've honed it down to the two to focus on and possibly excel in them. But the sculpture class, you know, we have this beautiful marble in Marble, Colorado,
where I
have my studio and so forth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm teaching my sculpture class just like my sculpture curriculum when I grew through the learning process. And when people approach using stone, they're scared to death. So I'm teaching the different mediums and how to think in three dimension. And then, you know, the other mediums and the other processes move you to stone last, really, because it's the most difficult. And the whole thing is, once they learn those, then they're not afraid of tackling stone. And stone, of course, is more expensive than some of the other mediums. So that way, they're ready and not afraid.
Are you actually carving stone, like in a classroom or something?
Not in the CMC classroom, but I'm getting ready, getting them ready and prepared to tackle it.
Like in the mindset.
And, of course, you know, that's available not far from here.
I see. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, you've probably taken the Marble Symposium before.
I did that for 12 or 13 years, and then I was in the Loveland Sculpture in the Park show, which is the premier one. And then I became a juror for that one.
Gotcha. So, okay.
I've had a nice journey.
We're going to have an artist in here shortly, Elise Hilbrand, who took the symposium this past summer. She's got a sculpture in the Valley Visual. So
they're great on giving scholarships.
Yeah. Oh, that's good to know. Good tip. Stephanie, what are you up to with all these classes? It sounds like you've got a lot going on, too.
We've kicked off. We have actually 15 courses running at the Aspen campus right now that are pretty great, and you can take a certificate, you can get a studio arts associate. So I run a lot of the credited courses, and there's actually two credit courses that are coming up in Carbondale that are a late start, which is really great. One of them is Art of the Poster. That's, again, with Lindsay Anna Jones. And it's kind of a hybrid graphic design. There's going to be a lot of some analog design where you're hand-making posters, and then there's going to be some Adobe introduction to Adobe processes, and then hopefully we'll get them up to the prototype lab to do some screen printing. So if you're really excited and really want to make posters and really want to think about the history of the poster, I think it's a really great class. That's going to be on Mondays at 5:10, and it's going to start on February 9th.
That's here in Carbondale.
Still ready to go. It's in Carbondale. It's one credit class. I highly recommend it. I think it's going to be a really great time. I probably will crash the class and hang out because it sounds like a good time.
Posters.
So that's great.
Yeah.
And then the other class we have that's a credit course in Carbondale is an intro to printmaking class, and that's with the fabulous Annie Bell.
Oh, yeah.
She's an artist up and down the valley who's been here a long time and is amazing. She just got done with a show in Basalt.
Yeah, we had her on the show talking about that exhibition.
That's so great. So she's going to do an intro to printmaking course, again, in Carbondale in the studio. It's a one-credit course. It starts the 12th of February, And that's from 9 o'clock to 11:50. So we do have some really good credit options. Fun. We have great community options, but we also have some credited options too. If you want to apply those to a degree, or if you need a credit for school, or you want to get a certificate or an associate's degree, we have those options for you here in Carbondale, which is pretty great.
Yeah.
So the studio space in Carbondale is fantastic. It's there's a lot that runs out of there. That's great. Mm-hmm. So, as you'll see tonight at the show,
are you part of like a bunch of different campuses up and down the valley? Then, like, or are you both?
Yes.
I don't know, Connie.
Run. So, because I work for the Isaacson School, I work for like an actual program versus a campus. So, I'm at Aspen. I program all the courses in Aspen, which we rely pretty heavily on ceramics and jewelry up in Aspen.
Right,
so, if you're into jewelry and metalsmithing, please come up to Aspen because we have a brand new studio up there that's fantastic.
Oh wow.
And the ceramic studio. And then I, so I'm Aspen, Carbondale, and then Spring Valley, and online and beyond. Sometimes I'm up in Steamboat, which is not a bad gig.
Oh, fun.
We have some Isaacson programming up in Steamboat, and then we have some Isaacson programming in Breck, too. So.
You're very flexible, malleable kind of position.
Yeah, it's great,
position.
But, you know, I live here in Carbondale, so.
Nice.
It's my home.
Can you talk about the Fab Lab just a little bit for those
sure.
who might not have been there?
Yeah,
I hadn't been up there since drawing.
The Prototype Lab is up in at Spring Valley. It's got everything you could ever want for fabrication. So it has a CNC router, a water jet cutter, a full commercial screen printing.
Wow. Yeah.
It has a laser engraver, a vinyl cutter. So anything you can really think of, we can prototype or fabricate it in that lab, which is pretty fantastic. 2D and 3D. We actually have a smaller version in Aspen of the same lab. We because we have this whole woodworking part too.
Wow.
We have this whole saws part of the program. So we have the same in Aspen, only without the saws. So there's a miter saw and a band saw and a couple different things, a jigsaw, so that students can do some. We have a 3D sculpture class actually running up there right now that's accredited course with a fabulous instructor whose name is J.J. Pete. He's fantastic.
I think I just heard about this.
Come on. You got to come on up to the lab up there. And,
wow.
You know, we've got stuff going on both campuses.
Shoot.
So, yeah.
No shortage of things to do at CMC, you guys.
No shortage.
I think that was one thing that I missed after graduating from college was just like, oh, is my education done?
Yeah.
But no, you can always go back and keep studying, keep learning.
Yeah.
Such a dynamic place. Let's hear about the student art show. Connie, you helped hang it. Was that today or yesterday?
I hung it yesterday with Mary Ann.
Mary Ann Ackerman,
It's going to be great. We have 10 students that are brave and willing to share their art the first time.
Can't wait.
And beg your pardon?
I can't wait.
Well, it's great. But anyway, be sure and come. It's not far from now. It's at 5 o'clock p.m.,
That's
your
right.
opening reception.
Today.
And until 8 o'clock. It will hang until March 26th.
Okay.
And please come and engage the artist. I think that's part of their education is being able to speak and explain their art. And I think if you engage them, you're really helping further their education.
For sure.
And
yeah.
CMC has done a magnificent job in improving. They've added gallery lighting and everything.
Oh, great. Nice.
And this is their third annual show. So that's really wonderful. And it will continue. And you never know what mediums are going to be presented.
Yeah, with 10 artists, you
this time it's all paintings, but last year we had sculpture, ceramics, printmaking, oils, and so forth. This one has oils and watercolor and all different styles, which is really great, the versatility.
Are any of these students of yours from classes you've had?
They sure are.
So we can judge their work by the quality of your teaching level.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding.
Well, you know, explorations in water media is four different mediums that they weren't learning.
Uh-huh. What kind of how many water media are there?
There's several water mediums, but I'm
watercolor.
Teaching four.
Okay,
if
watercolor.
If they bring anything else, that's fine.
What else
but
is there besides watercolor?
Gouache.
Okay,
casein and acrylic. And I like to kind of tell the history of the mediums well as I'm teaching.
Will they be giving an artist talk this evening, or is that just up to us to kind of find them? Hopefully they have name tags on.
I really hope that you search them out and really engage them and have them talk about their art or what their goal was. I hope you see the individuality coming out in each one. Be sure and go to the second floor as well.
Oh, right. Second floor.
And it's just really, and there's all styles, all mediums, and they're all paintings.
I can't wait.
You never know what you're going to get next year.
I want to give a shout out to Maria Garciani, who's going to be there. She's the pastry lab online, and I'm giving her a shout out. She's going to be there with her cookies. Maria does enrollment for us at the front desk in Carbondale, and she's going to be there catering some treats as well at the opening.
And she's creative.
She's very creative. And her carrot cake is she knows it's my favorite, so she knows.
I mean, we can talk about art all day, but then when you say something like catered and treats.
So Maria will be there also with some pastry samplings for the evening. So
fun.
If the art wasn't enough,
Well, congrats.
It should be enough.
Congrats on a fun filled evening ahead of us. 5 to 8, right, at Carbondale campus here in town. Is that right, Connie?
That is right. 5 to 8.
All right.
Can I put a little plug in on the spring classes?
Yeah. Oh, please do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be 7 artists teaching the community education classes. I mean, 7 teachers.
Okay.
And they are different types of classes, anyway, from painting to oil to, just get your catalog. You've got a great one there with you, Stephanie.
Excellent.
And look at the class times.
Bring it to remember.
And then the main thing is they're always open to new teachers bringing new venues in, which will also expand. And this is really good for the community, and the community is good for the art.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Well, lots going on. How do people learn more if they don't have the catalog?
They can go online.
Okay,
ColoradoMTN.edu.
Cool.
And you can go to the college.
Yeah.
It's right there on Colorado.
You can walk right in and see Maria and Marge.
That's right. And you can pick up a catalog while you're there, and you can talk to them and find out all about it.
In real life.
They're all at the front desk here in Carbondale, and they're fantastic. Our enrollment services folks will help you out and get you registered and point you in the right direction.
Awesome.
And they're on Colorado Avenue, just north of the post office.
Right across from my house.
That's right.
Actually.
Right next to Amy's house.
Right a block from mine.
There you go. Well, thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Connie. Looking forward to an awesome student art show again this year. Thanks for your time talking about CMC.
All right. Now, the song that we're going to play while we make this transition is from Blues for Allah. It is in honor of Bob Weir, who died. But also, it is to alert people that Don Was is in the Pan Ensemble. Are playing up at the Wheeler Opera House on the 30th of January, and they are going to do the whole album Blues for Allah in entirety. So here you go. Give a listen.
There's mosquitoes on the river. Fish are rising up like birds. It's been hot for 7 weeks now. Too hot to even speak now. Did you hear what I just heard? Say it might have been the fiddle, or it could have been the wind. But there seems to be a beat now. I can feel it in my feet now. Listen, here it comes again. Lord, the band kept us so busy, we forgot about the time. They're a band beyond description.
like Jehovah's favorite choir. People join in hand while the music plays the band. Lord, they're setting us on fire. Crazy rooster crowing midnight. Balls of lightning roll along. Old men sing about their dreams. Women laugh and children scream. And the band keeps playing on. Come on, children, come on, clap your hands. Well, the cool breeze came on Tuesday, and the corn's a bumper crop, and the fields are full of dancing, full of singing and romancing. The music never stops.
Thank you to CMC folks for stopping by. Go see the show over at the Carbondale campus today from 5 to 8 p.m. And learn more probably at cmc.edu. Is that their website? Yeah, sure. In the studio now we have four artists who are all in the 47th annual Valley Visual Art Show. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah, house full of people. Yeah, next Friday, January 23rd, reception is from 5 to 7 p.m. There's 75 artists, local artists participating this year. The show is always open to local artists of any skill level, any medium, and we just restrict the dimensions to like 30 inches wide so we can fit everything in the gallery at the launch pad. But otherwise, anything goes, and I did my best to curate four artists for us today. You're all working in different media. You are in different places in like your artist career, life, work kind of thing. And I just thought you guys would be a good mix of folks to sample the Valley Visual Art Show. So I'd love to just go around the room here and you can introduce yourself and just tell us what you're showing in the Valley Visual. Who wants to go first? Elise is next to a microphone.
I can go, yeah. Hi, I'm Elise Hillbrand, and the piece that I have in Valley Visual this year is a marble sculpture of two bears. It's called Ursa Major and Ursa Minor, and I carved this sculpture during the Marble Symposium up in Marble last summer, so that was really fun. Normally, I'm more of a two-dimensional artist, painting and drawing, so that was a really neat challenge. And even cooler that I get to exhibit something that's a little bit out of my normal wheelhouse.
Yeah, and this was only the second time you've taken the symposium, is
that
right?
Yeah, mm-hmm, the second year.
Wow.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I've never been up there, but it sounds like a really cool experience. Connie, who was just in here talking about CMC classes, she teaches a sculpture class that prepares students to think about the 3D element. Mm-hmm. How did that work for you, jumping from like the two-dimensional world into carving marble?
You know, it was a little bit more seamless than I thought it would be. I feel like sculpture, the way that I look at sculpture, it's kind of like drawing in 3D. So you're still looking at like the shape, but you're looking at it from different angles, if that makes sense. I also work with clay, so I think going from drawing to clay to marble was kind of like a nice pipeline.
That makes sense. Yeah, the clay world. I forgot about that connection. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thanks, Elise.
Thanks.
How about Dave Durrance?
Well, I started painting about 65 years ago as a student at CRMS. And so the piece I have in this year's Valley Visual is part of a new project I'm working on where I'm combining both acrylic. I'm a painter. It's acrylic and oil, mm-hmm. both. Mm-hmm. You can put oil over acrylic, you can't do it the other way around.
Oh, I don't know if I knew that, actually. I
so
don't paint oil very much.
It's interesting. It provides a different kind of light from within, at least so far. And so it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
This piece does have like some kind of iridescent quality almost. The style, I can see your style coming through. I've known your work for as long as I've worked at Carbonell Arts, basically like 11 years or so of your 65-year career. And it's been fun to watch your progression, evolution, and just, you know, you are Dave Durrance. You have your style that you do. And the piece in this show is that style, but you're always like pushing it a little bit into a different direction. And the colors that you're bringing out, it's mostly kind of a red hue over the whole painting, but there's like these little sparkles of like green iridescent. I don't know what other word to use. It looks like if I turned a black light on, it would just start glowing from inside.
We'll have to try that.
We should try that. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, thanks, Dave. How about you, Brady? Yeah, grab the microphone. This is your first time maybe showing anything.
It is, yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, I'm Brady Selvidge. My media was digital photography. I just started doing it a couple months ago. In August, I got the camera, and it's a modified camera, so they circumvent the inside circuitry so that you can flip through different settings and kind of just, like, change it up. And it was fun being able to just go out and take pictures of all sorts of different things and see it through a different lens than you'd normally see it. So it was fun to definitely get out there and be able to create in a different new way that I'm not used to.
Mm-hmm.
So the photo that I entered was like a picture of a wheat field that was in Peru when we went on vacation. And it was like pinks and purples and stuff like that. So I named it Strawberry Fields.
Mm-hmm.
And, I thought it came out really cool. I'm excited to see how it does and in my new adventure with this.
I know. Yeah, for people, I mean, people probably know you more from your DJ life, right?
Yeah. I do DJ on KDNK with Jero on Jero's Vibe. We will be DJing tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, from 11 to 1.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Oh, no way.
It's always fun coming in with him. And so, yeah, my main goal with it was to get photography that I could use for visuals during shows.
Makes sense.
Then I was just like, I'm going to challenge myself. I'll see if I can get into like a gallery or something like that. And then popped up and I was like, I'll enter it. And then I got accepted and I was very surprised.
Yeah.
I was happy.
Oh, way to go.
Yeah, thank you.
Trying something new.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Okay, awesome. Yeah. How about you, Melly? What have you entered into the Valley Visual Arch?
Well, I have taken some of my previous process and adapted it a little bit. I had a series of digital abstracts that I made in Procreate and paired them with my photography of Mount Sopris specifically. And then especially I feel like because of all the AI stuff that's out there and not being able to tell what's human made and what's AI generated, I really wanted to do something with my hands. So I've begun embroidering my digital artwork and photography. It is a very slow process when you are embroidering on cardstock. You have to manually punch each hole before you stick the needle through. So you can't just take some fabric and start going. You really have to be intentional with it. And I really love the texture and the dimension that it gives to the artwork. And it's just another way that I can kind of repurpose something that I've done before and take it into a new direction and then continue to create more pieces as I go along.
Yeah, I loved the work so much. I asked you if we could use it for the postcard this year. Also, you have a really sick frame. It's like the gold embellished. Like,
thanks to Aspen Thrift Store.
Oh, nice. Good shout out. Good shout out. And for people, I mean, I think people might also know you from your unicorn art. You had a show at Bonfire. How long ago was that?
Oh, gosh, I think that was 2018. It's been a while. I still have unicorns. I've just realized that Carbondale does not like unicorns as much as I like unicorns.
They just let Mount Sopris
even more. They stay in my apartment.
Well, maybe we should have a Melly show in the gallery, just all the unicorns all the time. But yeah, this show has like everything from paintings and drawings and photographs, digital photographs. But also we've got blown and fused glass pieces, collage and mixed media work, ceramics and carved stone sculptures, everything in between. Odds are you probably know somebody in this show. Have most of you, besides Brady, I know, participated in the Valley Visual in years past? At least hasn't.
No,
either.
This is my first year.
No way.
Yeah.
But you've been an artist for so long.
A while. Yeah, this is kind of my first year, like, venturing out on my own as a full-time artist.
Full-time.
So, yeah.
Congrats. Mm-hmm. I know you were in Deck the Walls recently, so the holiday shop.
Yeah.
You did great on that. You had, like, stickers.
Yeah.
Is Mountain Poppy the main kind of brand you have?
Yeah, Mountain Poppy Co. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's more like apparel and stickers and small batch goods.
Yeah.
Like, usable art.
Oh, I didn't know this was your first, like, adventure into the Valley Visual, though.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. It's nice. Definitely a goal of mine to do a little bit more of the, like, community, fine art, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love this show. This is, like, one of my favorite shows that Carbondale Arts puts on every year. Just because it's open to every skill level, we never know who's going to pop out of the woodworks to want to show. And you know, people, there's, like, a third of the artists usually have shown, like, year and year and year every year. A third have shown here and there once every 5 years, maybe 2 years. And then there's a third of people who just have never shown anything in our gallery, which is amazing that they find us every year. A third of people.
That's
how about
awesome.
You, Dave? You've shown quite a bit.
I have shown in this show before.
But maybe not all 47 years.
No, not nearly that long. and I try to do it only every other year at the most, so that there's always room for others.
That's very considerate.
And I'm a slow worker anyway.
How long did, I mean, have you been working on this painting for a while, or is this a new series for you?
It is part of a new series.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Melly, you've been in the Valley Visual show before.
Yes. Not every year since I moved here, but a few years.
Yeah.
I have.
What makes you people that have been in it return here? I mean, okay, we're talking to Dave and Melly, I guess, right now. We'll come back to Brady and Elise here, but what keeps you coming back to shows like the Valley Visual, which is, you know, really a smorgasbord of everything you might be able to find in the art world?
To be a part of that smorgasbord.
Be a part of the smorgasbord.
Yeah, just to be part of the mix.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Yeah. I show my work in this show too, and I it's kind of a freeing feeling for me because it's not a themed show, and it's usually if I'm part of a group show or a solo show, then I've created a body of work that has to all do with the same thing, and this kind of show kind of frees me up to do whatever comes into my head at any given moment. So I'm working on a painting right now. Yes, the due date was today. I'm the gallery manager. I know when the real due date is. but it's like a totally different thing. Not totally, it's a painting, but, you know, it's not on a theme or something. So there's some more freedom, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like it's a good way to test things out.
Yeah.
You know, something that you may be starting or a body of work you may be considering starting and just put it out and just see the feedback. And it's also a great, you know, community event. And it's something that I've tried to keep showing up to because I am very introverted and shy. And so I kind of have to make myself show up to things to get to know people. And I'm kind of a slow burn. It takes me a while to get to know people and for people to get to know me. So that reason to show up has really helped start to build friendships in the art community locally.
Yeah. Well, Elise and Brady, anything you're looking forward to opening night next Friday? You probably know a bunch of the people in this show, but there's always a chunk that are new and good to meet some new makers.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm most excited about is just, like, being a part of that community for one night again, you know? Just meeting all of those new faces and also saying hello to all the familiar ones, so.
And Judy Fox Perry, I don't know if you have met her, but she's got another marble sculpture in this show.
Yeah.
I'm hoping she'll be there, but it'll be a great connection just to find another female marble sculptor. You should have you didn't know Connie before you walked in here, but. She'll be another good contact
but
for you.
That's what next Friday will be for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how everyone does and to see all the different entries. And I'm enjoying being part of the community and being more involved in just getting out there. Because, before we were kind of quiet in the valley. And then being able to jump into the valley or move back to the valley and then just be more involved with the community has been really fun and definitely something that I looked forward to.
It's a good creative spot, right? Yeah. And I'm glad to work with Carbonyl Arts to kind of bring some of these people together in the room, at least visual artists for this show. There's other things we can do, but like Katie and Kay bringing together DJs and musicians.
From all different sorts. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Everyone gets to express themselves in their own way, so it's not really like channeled down how one person's viewing everything. It's cool that everyone can do their own thing.
I've already had to explain to people how you made your photo because they all think you went just on Photoshop or something. I'm like, no, this was in the camera.
Yeah, a lot of people actually brought it so like it's kind of more explained. So it's
yes,
just like
show the people on the radio.
Well, yeah, I'll show you guys in here, but like, but yeah, so it's just like an old
you're showing the camera.
Yeah, it's just like an old digital camera that they've just gotten into. And they've added the switches and a button to be able to.
There are switches on, like toggle switches. I've never seen that on a camera.
Yeah, so it's this company that just like started breaking into like older cameras and video cams, and then they just like mess with it so people can do music videos or whatever they decide. And then so there's the different settings that you can push the button and it glitches it out. So then it's like different amounts.
Oh wow!
And yeah, so it's definitely like
you should bring that to the opening because that's pretty rad.
Because a lot of people don't really understand how I did it or whatever. But yeah, so it's just being able to just manually mess with it, and you have to sit there and take multiple pictures to try to get the one that you want. Uh-huh, but it's not just throwing it in the computer and having a filter thrown on it or something like that. So yeah.
I wonder if anybody's ever bought that camera hoping they could just take nice pictures of their family and stuff, and then
just a weird one
glitch out. Oh my gosh!
Like, all right, Uncle Fred's pink.
See, Dave, you could get one of these cameras. It would like totally just your palette would be pink and green. I mean, it already is. So. Never mind. All right. Well, we can wrap this up. Thanks for being here. I didn't mention, but there's a People's Choice Award that starts on opening day next Friday. We're going to announce the winners on February 20th. So everyone gets one vote when you come to visit the show, one vote for the whole time. So you got to pick carefully. The winners, let's see, first place gets $250 this year. Second place gets $150. I'll have to look at it again, 125. And then third place at 75. So there's three different levels. 75% of each sale goes back to the artists, so it's a great way to support your local creatives and also come discover some new artists here in the Roaring Fork Valley. Learn more at carbonylarts.com. Thank you, Elise, Dave, Brady, and Melly for being here on Katie and Kay and sharing your work with the world. This is awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next Friday, 5 to 7 at Carbonyl Arts.
Yeah.
I don't know what music Amy has prepared, but I'm just going to pick a song here like this one. Take us out. All right. Thanks, guys. Happy Friday.
Mistakes that I have made, or any other things that cause me pain.
All right. Well, thanks, Brian. And wow, what a great great studio of artists we have. And now we have two more. We're diversifying in our arts. We have Minsa Wu and Jennifer Campbell, and they are both involved in an upcoming Ben Fong production of Passages. Welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's fun. And you, I would say, both of you are performance artists. We've just had a lot of visual artists. So that's what I love about this show. We get to talk to so many wonderful people. And I want to just say real briefly, Ben Fong Productions, let's just have a quick little overview of what it is and what you have been doing, because the accomplishments are many, and it's such a joy to see what each year brings.
Thank you, Amy. So Ben Fong, again, it means running with free spirit in Chinese. I love to say that because every time I say running with free spirits or Ben Fong, you really conjure up that image of, oh my gosh, this is a movement that we are doing, even though I'm a musician. And Ben Fong Music Productions really was born out of the Garden Music series mm-hmm. that Amy invited me to produce at that Carbondale Arts was part of the presenter. And it is here we are. A year and a half later, we are producing our sixth program for the Barn Music Series.
Is it only a year and a half?
That? Well, for the Barn Music Series, yeah.
Wow.
And of course,
okay.
Before it was known as the Garden Music Series.
Yeah, wonderful. And you are not just a Valley-centric organization. These productions go throughout the state at this point, and who knows, it's hopefully will be unleashed in the world.
That's right. Yeah, we get to actually bring this very program to Lyons as well.
Yeah.
And of course, Ben Fong also kind of started in Lyons, so it's making a full circle.
Wonderful. So Passage is an honest dive into the beautiful, arduous, and revelatory journey from origin to becoming. Wow, that's already like, I am very curious to hear about this. And it features an all-woman ensemble of dancers and musicians. The original choreography is by Yu Jen. Mm-hmm. And India Eri, who we just heard, is her music is featured in it, as well as Vivaldi and Ravel. And I could not even say this other person's name.
Yova.
See, I am always learning when I'm around you, Minsa. I would love to hear about the evolution of this project.
Beautiful. Well, I'll just say that Minsa and I have known each other for a few years now, and I have admired Minsa as an artist and a human being for, since the whole time I've known her, really.
Right back
and,
at you,
yeah,
Jim.
Thanks. And so we were talking after I was in Women's Voices and mm-hmm. kind of we got to know each other through some various other ways also. And we were on a hike and started talking about some of this ideas as we were walking for many hours.
It's not just a hike. It was actually a hike to summit Mount Sopras.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a big hike.
It was a big hike with a lot of
time. So big ideas were thrown on that trail.
They were moving, actually, with free spirit. And and so we've continued collaborating and percolating on the ideas throughout this year. And really, we've come to this passages of various thresholds or seasons or times of a life where so much is happening and changing mm-hmm. and that we are evolving and we are growing and through the difficulty and through the joys of life. We all know it.
Well, we are evolving. I'm not sure about
yeah, everything. Right. That's true. May it be inspiring.
May it be inspiring for those that aren't.
Yeah.
So that, how beautiful is that? So how did you get then just sit down and start like creating different points of time in the journey that meant something to you? Is that?
Yeah, actually we did. Yeah. So it really, it's like or yeah, there are various thresholds that are really stated and unstated. And I think when people come to the work, obviously they might be influenced by certain names or periods of time, but you'll recognize it, I think, within your own framework, whether or not it's was true for you at that time in your life or not, if that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I think our biggest challenge for this program is how to go from this cosmic inspiration down to a 70-minute long program. And of course, we really find the music and the poetry. The poetry is a big part of mm-hmm. this because they really express for us in many ways of what we're experiencing. And mm-hmm. so the poetry, again, you know, the idea of combining music and words and theater and movement in this case is a big part of Benfong's production.
Well, let's talk about the you know, it's in the RVR barn. And so, Mintza, you will be playing, are you mainly performing on the violin or
so I'll be
keyboards?
Performing on the violin and the keyboard, okay. The piano, and I'm luxuriating in the music that I love the most. This is a very self-indulgent program. So we have a trio of musicians. I'll just talk about the music part, yeah. and Jen will yeah. speak about the dancing part. So it's a trio of dancers and trio of musicians. And we have me on violin and keyboard, and Anya on this peculiar instrument called fadolin. I'm pretty sure it's making a valley debut. The fadolin mm-hmm. is a violin with two more strings. That's a C do and an F fa. So it's a fadolin, and so that really allows her to give this bass sound more than a viola. It's almost like a cello, and she's a beautiful singer as well. And we'll have Shannon Pennell, who is a beautiful vocalist who was part of our first Garden Music Series ensemble.
That's right, yeah.
And so the three of us will really create many different timbre and styles of music.
And Enyan has performed in the Valley many a time. What was the name of her?
Tarka.
Tarka,
that's trio.
Oh. Tarka, we had them at Mountain Fair. I've booked them many times. She's from Lyons. Yep. Beautiful musician. I see her son is now out on his own.
It's a Pelta Tiller.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. And then the dancers. So movement must be limited in the space. So how do you
yes,
deal with the
space? Yes, and I would
space?
Say yes, and the performance will be in the round.
Oh,
and so
beautiful.
We are creating, and we've been creating in the round. And there are three dancers, myself, Allison Boel Marchand, mm-hmm. and Vicky Tobia. Mm-hmm. And we have integrated, we're weaving in dance in various parts and pieces, along with also movement and poetry and words, different sections depending upon. And it's been a beautiful process, actually, to really like uncover our own sort of intentions and stories as we create together.
Wow. So it's going to be set up very differently than if anyone's come to a past barn music series. So it's going to be in the round?
It's going to be in the round.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of in a way to maximize the space. So because we still want to put in as many audience as we can. To maximize the dance floor, and also
yes.
really for as many people to feel like they are part of this experience, so more immersive. The dancers will be exiting and entering from the audience.
And we really also talked about the intimacy of having it be in the round,
mm-hmm.
and having a kind of close in experience, and even just the audience facing each other, really.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm listening to music and maybe seeing someone's face across the room that is taking something in, right, that might impact me.
Yeah.
So all of that, I think, will be a part of it, that lends to it this time of year, the sort of dark, cozy in some ways, time of year, right? This winter time. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds beautiful. And the music choices. Can we talk about the music choices? And it's quite an array. Mm-hmm. How did you land on those?
Yeah, so we are doing a lot of improvisation, but the music that anchored this program is Vivaldi, which is the Baroque music, and Ravel, which is an incredibly beautiful piece. It's the second movement from the piano concerto, and we landed on this piece because as this program goes from origin, dusk to mother, the mother has this, like you are holding a baby, like it almost feels like a lullaby. Mm. And then it goes into this very intense turmoil place. And then it comes back to this, again, lullaby, but with this like melisma that's like hovering above, like a mother always watching the baby. Mm. So it's just a very tender, poignant piece of music that, mm-hmm. that we felt could describe the multitude of a motherhood. And then we have two original songs by Enyan Pelta Tiller.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Beautiful, beautiful original songs, and as well as the music by Yova, who is a contemporary musician, composer who lives in New York City, who I went to high school with.
Oh, wow.
Who actually, his music commissioned by L.A. Phil. So really, really big name out there. Beautiful, beautiful music that will close the program.
And how did that inform your dancing? Like, did you hear the music and then choreograph?
Yeah, and it's been different. Each section has been different. So, yes, it's influencing. I wouldn't say that it's an influencing, not that we are necessarily dancing to all the counts of everything, mm-hmm. but the mm-hmm. mood, the inspiration, the what we've discussed about kind of different sections is all being woven into the movement itself. Yeah, and it's beautiful. I can hardly wait to dance. We haven't yet put it all together, right, with the musicians and the dancers. That will happen next week. And so I'm really interested to feel what it's like to dance with live music because it's been a while.
That's right. So, actually. You know, it's funny because so many things we do in this valley, people are creating kind of in silos.
Yes.
And then you come together and it creates this magic. So it's this process, basically, where are you guys rehearsing?
We've been rehearsing both at Third Street Center and some at the Launch Pad, and also some at 13 Moons at the Heart Barn.
Oh, nice. At the Heart
so
Barn.
A combination of places. Yeah.
And then so big shout outs to those three places.
Please.
For,
and yes, thank you.
They were our in-kind rehearsal space.
Beautiful.
Support.
Yes. Wonderful. And then you... Like when you were just up in Lyons, did you get together?
Oh,
with...
we did a three-day music retreat, and mm-hmm. We finished that with a drawing from a stack of tarot card to show what it was lovely. Just to be in the creative space with the women mm-hmm. is especially nurturing, I have to say. We weren't being exclusive and say, oh, let's create an all women thing. But it just landed here. We have six mm-hmm. women, all mothers between the age 48 and 60. And we are just in this very yummy, unapologetic place mm-hmm. of exploring really what's the essence of our beings.
That's beautiful. Real quick, what other... Ben Fong Barn Series productions are coming up.
Yeah, so this is our sixth program. Our seventh program will be Let's Tango. It's going to be mm-hmm. April 24th and 26th, also at the Barn. Our beloved Josefina Mendez, mm. Tim Fox will be joining mm. us, as well as Eric Turing on bass and Evan Orman on bandoneon. So we're going to bring the authentic sound from Buenos Aires to Carbondale. So that's Let's Tango. And both Passage and Let's Tango will be performed in Boulder and Lyons in the spring
as
well.
Oh, how exciting. And people may know Eric from the Pugilists.
Exactly.
Oh, fantastic. And if people want to find out more about Ben Fong, where do they go?
Please go to benfongmusicproductions.org.
And you can buy tickets.
Yes, and Ben Fong is spelled B-E-N-F-E-N-G. And Friday night tickets are almost selling out, so go grab your tickets fast.
Yeah, you don't want to wait. This is just next week already. It's amazing, and I can't wait to see this all come together. I'm sure you can't either. Do you get a few times to rehearse in the
barn? Oh, yes, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. If
nice.
You want to come and have a sneak preview, you know where to find us at the barn. It's open rehearsal. BYOB.
Be careful what you say. Well, thank you so much for being here with us. And it's a new year, but this is really the second in the Ben Fong Barn series.
The series for this season. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it feels like a perfect way for us to start our new year and come together. Come together. That's what we need. We need to come together quite a bit in art in all forms. So the perfect evening would be go by the launch pad for the opening of the Valley Visual. And then, you know, you go swing. Go to the show. I mean, can't get any more cultural than that. So thank you both so much.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, thank you.
All right, here we go.
We take it into the sound beat. Already going. Thanks, guys. Happy Friday. Thanks for tuning in to Katie and Katie's Express Yourself, now onto Soundbeat in the middle of their program. Rostis.